Naturalization applications in Arizona jumped to more than 19,000 last year. That's an increase of 48% from the previous year. Arizona's numbers reflect the national increase of 35% over the same period. That's based on statistics from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Petra Falcone, executive director of Promise Arizona, spoke with the show's Marcus Charleston about why this is happening.
If you recall, in 2010, for some reason, that became the pivotal year where immigrants were being used, I think, as scapegoats, especially in Arizona. I think then Governor Jan Brewer ran on a campaign dividing and wedging the voters around immigrant issues, and she won. And then even since then, obviously, at the national level, you also saw the same language with the presidential election. So people are tired of that negativity. They're tired of being profiled. So if that language was out there about portraying immigrants, people of color, as potential criminals, people are going to take it personal. And the action to take is obviously to get engaged in a much deeper way. And I think that's why you're seeing people become citizens. That's why you're seeing a high number of people becoming registered in the state of Arizona and in other states. I mean, I think that in last year, the increase nationally was 36%. In Arizona, it was 47.9%, 48% increase in naturalization applications. That's huge. That's huge. And I think added to that, and again, I can talk from the experience that we're having with Promise Arizona, that there'd be ways that they could create a pipeline for themselves to learn English, to be able to become status or get legal status or become citizens.
And so you're offering more services, and there's been a need for more of your services, I take it.
Our work has also added English classes. We are now have the capacity to support legal services for people who need help. We registered a lot of people for DACA in the September when DACA was rescinded. In 3 weeks, we renewed 59 applications for DACA renewal, and we daily are helping people with their citizenship applications. So not only are we registering people to vote and building community leadership, but now we're also opening the doors for people who perhaps had not had that opportunity.
Are you seeing more political engagement?
I think if you look at the wins that we have had, you now see more people of color in our state legislature. You're seeing more people run at the very local level of school board elections, and these are all people of color. So yes, there is more engagement with voter education, voter registration, but you are seeing more engagement at the level of leadership.
What would you like to see happen as we move forward?
I think what we need to have moving forward is a real solution to the broken immigration system. And I think in the work that you're hearing about people wanting to become citizens, they want to become citizens of this country because it belongs to them. They've come here for a long time. They've been working for a long time. They call it their own. And this is their home.
Petra Falcon, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Petra Falcone is the executive director of Promise Arizona, which will co-host a conference on immigration integration next week.